This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The Star Wars franchise announced this week that they were pushing back the saga's Episode 8 to December of 2017, setting up a potential box office bout between the record-breaking film and the sequel to Avatar, the previous highest-grossing record holder. However, now comes the announcement that Avatar 2 will not be ready in time for Christmas of next year. 20th Century Fox declined to comment on the delay, and no alternate release date for the sequel has been released at this time. The 24 spinoff, entitled 24 Legacy, minus former lead Kiefer Sutherland, will debut right after the Super Bowl in February of next year, with the first hour of a two-part series launch. Also, Fox has confirmed that two well-known big-screen films will be coming back as television shows, Lethal Weapon and The Exorcist. Fox also announced the return of Chef Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen for another season. The History Channel has confirmed new programs hitting the airwaves, including The Rise and Fall of El Chapo, premiering August 8th, with an in-depth look at the man behind the myth and how his international drug cartel impacts the U.S. The History Channel will also debut a new reality series starring Ozzy Osbourne and his son Jack, Ozzy and Jack's World Detour. The self-proclaimed history nerds hit the road on a father-son journey they've waited years to take. That will air July 27th. Estranged wife Sharon Osbourne will not have anything to do with the show. A reality series taking a look inside the life of Mariah Carey is coming to E! Entertainment Television. Yep, all the champagne clinking, sparkly jewelry, and oversized sunglasses your heart can stand in one series. Mariah's World will debut soon on the network and will feature true diva moments like when Mariah says this: "I'm wearing these glasses because we're in fluorescent lighting, and I have a rule which states that I will not be seen in fluorescent lighting without sunglasses." Fascinating. The series also promises to document her struggles of preparing for her sweet, sweet fantasy European tour and planning her wedding to fiancé James Packer. We can hardly, wait. People gather together at Samuel Goldwyn Studios to mourn Prince at a private, purple-tinged memorial service in Beverly Hills, organized by his two ex-wives. Among those at the invite-only memorial included director Spike Lee, who broke the news about the super-secret affair on Instagram by posting a picture of purple shoes and a purple beret. Also paying their respects were many of his old friends and fellow musicians, including former members of The Revolution, Wendy and Lisa, Matt Fink, Bobby Z, and Mark Brown. It was a beautiful, heartfelt tribute for Prince, who left this planet too early. Comedian Joan Rivers' malpractice lawsuit has settled for millions of dollars, and super fast. You may recall that Joan's daughter Melissa sued the clinic where her mom slipped into unconsciousness and never recovered. Melissa sued the clinic in New York, as well as the doctor who performed her plastic surgery. The doctor was not authorized to be in the surgery room and was working on Joan when the emergency occurred. One of the doctors in the operating room actually took a cell phone pic of Joan while she was under, which would later come to haunt the clinic and completely ruin its operation. No pun intended. We hear that the settlement is over $10 million. Actor Wendell Pierce, who's featured on TV's The Odd Couple and was also well known for his work on HBO's The Wire, is a major Hillary Clinton supporter. Well, he struck up a conversation with a couple around 3:30 a.m. at the Lowe's Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia, and he allegedly became enraged when the woman told him she was supporting Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders. He pushed the boyfriend and then went after his girlfriend, grabbing her hair and smacking her in the head. The girl and her boyfriend then went straight up to their room and called hotel security, who then called the police. Pierce was arrested and booked for battery. He posted a $1,000 bond and was released. and we have 6 months to go before Election Day. Ugh. Sinead O'Connor has been acting strangely again, to say the least. Police had issued a check for well-being alert after O'Connor, 49, went missing for 48 hours after a bike ride in suburban Chicago. The good news is that she was found, but friends, family, and fans are worried about the troubled singer. Former talk show host Arsenio Hall recently sued O'Connor for defamation after she claimed that Hall supplied drugs to Prince. The comedian is seeking $5 million in damages. Singer Kesha posted an update message on Instagram this week. She wrote that, quote, "She is happy as a damn clam, despite battling depression and an eating disorder for a while now. My career is in a strange place, and it feels like I'm fighting an uphill fight some days, but I've decided to take my life back. My freedom, my happiness, my voice, my worth," she went on to write. Good for you, Kesha. A pilot starring Person of Interest actress Sarah Shahi got passed on because it was, quote, too female. Last year, CBS Television announced plans to shoot a pilot called Drew, a reboot of the popular Nancy Drew book series. In the updated version, Shahi would play a 30-something Nancy working as a detective for the NYPD. According to our source, CBS found that although the pilot episode tested well, it skewed too female. The news has sparked a ton of criticism on social media. What were you thinking, CBS? Women rule.
The trash bin.
Rapper Juvenile attacked a man at a Waffle House in South Carolina this week after the customer saw the rapper walk in and said, "Juvenile here. Here come all the hoes now." An eyewitness tells us that Juvenile was with his wife and his posse when the guy made the comment and clearly felt his wife had been insulted. So, seconds later, Juvenile and some of his boys jumped the customer and beat him. So Juvenile was acting juvenile then. Okay.
The news wrap-up.
Apple is investing $1 billion in Didi, Uber's biggest ride-sharing competitor in China. Both companies are offering drivers and riders generous incentives to sign up for their services. Hyundai compared their prototype of an exoskeleton suit to the one worn by Marvel superhero Iron Man, adding that it gives the wearer strength and can be used by the military and help with physical therapy. Warner Music Group announced that money from services like Spotify and Apple Music was the single biggest source of recorded music revenue in the first quarter of the year, surpassing both physical sales and sales of digital downloads. Facebook-owned Oculus announced that over 1 million people used Samsung's Gear VR headset in April.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Angry Birds soars to the top of the box office.
The number one album.
Drake holds on to the top spot with Views.
The number one app.
Chimochi from ex-stripper Blac Chyna is the best-selling app for a second straight week.
The number one fiction book.
Me Before You by Jojo Moyes is the most popular book in the USA.
Rihanna recently beat the Beatles record of most weeks spent at number one on the U.S. charts. Her current single, Work, was the track that put her over the mark. She still has to beat Mariah Carey, who holds the record, but we're sure she will beat that too, one day. And this may do it. A second single has just been released from her new album, Anti, and it's great. Here's Rihanna with the song of the week, Needed Me.
Don't get it twisted. You was just another on the hit list, trying to fix any issues with a bad b-. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Get white horse in a carriage that you never could imagine. Never tell you could have it. You need me.
From the album Anti, that was Rihanna with the song of the week, Needed Me. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.